About 20 years ago, Stephen Avery was wrongfully accused and convicted of sexually assaulting Penny Burnson. It wasn't until just 2 years ago that DNA evidence cleared Avery of the crime and convicted the real attacker. Avery is suing Manitowoc County over the ordeal, so there's not much he'll say about his case at the advice of his attorneys. Appearing at the Capitol Wednesday, he briefly told lawmakers what he thinks of the changes they're considering.
We're all on the right track. We're going to change stuff now. So it don't happen to somebody else what happened to me. So I don't want nobody else to go through it.
Part of the plan being considered would lay out strict requirements for police lineups. For example, people asked to identify a suspect would have to look at a photo lineup one picture at a time. Penny Burnson says she was asked to look at 9 pictures all at once when she identified Avery. Studies have since shown that technique is more prone to error. The proposal would also restrict what investigators can say to victims. Burnson says she thinks the officer who oversaw Avery's lineup influenced her decision.
Based on the fact that he had just told me he had a suspect in mind, I believe that that suspect's photo was included in the group of 9 photos.
As it turns out, the man who assaulted Burnson was not included in the lineup and would go on to rape another woman while Avery sat behind bars. The measure would also have police make audio or video recordings of most interrogations, the idea being that the way a person responds to a question can be more telling than the answer itself. And it would make DNA testing more of a priority for felons seeking exoneration. In Avery's case, he waited 2 years for testing, even after it was ordered by a judge. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.